Part B. Take a closer look. Okay, let's stop here for now. So far, you've heard these expressions. Listen to each explanation and then try to repeat the example for practice.
To be tied up with something or someone.
To be busy. Dr. Martinson had many patients to see. He was tied up with patients all day.
To be killing someone.
To be very painful. Paul broke his toe, and it is really very painful. His toe is killing him.
A beauty.
A very good or vivid example of something. In this case, a really good example of a bad injury. Paul's toe is in really bad shape. He really hurt it. It's a real beauty.
To do a number on something.
To damage, destroy, or hurt something badly. Paul hurt himself by dropping a desk on his toe. He did a number on his toe.
A surefire way to do something.
A way that will definitely have a certain outcome or result. Paul dropped a desk on his toe. That was a surefire way to break a bone.
Before we continue to listen in on Paul's visit to the doctor, let's focus on a few more important expressions. Repeat each example for practice. When we pick up and continue to listen to Paul and Dr. Martinson, you'll hear all of these expressions in action.
To live something down.
To be allowed to forget about an embarrassing situation. This is used in the negative, to never or not live something down. Faye crashed her car in the driveway of her own house. Her sister likes to remind her about it. Faye's sister won't let her live it down. A common way you'll hear this expression is in the phrase, "I'll never live this down." I can't believe that I fell into the wedding cake on my wedding day. I'll never live that down.
To outdo yourself.
To do something very well. To do better than you normally do. Uncle Merrill is a wonderful cook. But this casserole is even better than usual. He has really outdone himself. Note that this expression is often used in a sarcastic way. For example, if you have a friend who is known for being late and you're supposed to meet that friend at 7 o'clock, but he doesn't show up until 8:30, you might say, "You're an hour and a half late. You've really outdone yourself this time."
A tall order.
An unusually difficult request. Layla is a dedicated employee, but asking her to work the whole weekend is a tall order.
To be out of the question.
To be impossible to accomplish. Martha goes to bed very late. Getting up early for her is out of the question.
To be back in the saddle.
To return to your normal activities, especially after an illness or injury. To be back in control of your normal activities. Sean could not get out of bed for months due to a bad injury, but once he was better, it didn't take him long to get back in the saddle.
To handle something.
To cope with or manage a situation. Reagan felt overwhelmed with work at first, but now she is handling it nicely.
To be a piece of cake.
To be very easy. Changing oil in a car is easier than it may seem. In fact, once you learn, it's a piece of cake.
To take it easy.
To do things slowly and carefully without tiring yourself. Rest and relaxation is the best medicine for a cold. If you have a cold, you should take some time off and just take it easy.
To baby someone or something.
To treat very carefully and with great sensitivity. If you break your arm, you really have to treat it very carefully. You have to baby your arm so it can heal properly.
To keep an eye on.
To watch carefully. Ben is a security guard at a store. His job is to keep an eye on customers and employees.
To get in touch with.
To contact, to talk to someone. Natalie is never home. Her friends call often, but they cannot get in touch with her.
To drop by.
To visit someone. Would you like to get together this weekend? You can drop by my house at 7 tomorrow.
To follow up on something.
To address or check on a situation later. Craig left a message with the manager in order to schedule an appointment. She hasn't called him back, so he'll call to see if she received the message. Craig will follow up on scheduling his appointment.